Hello.
Hi, my name is Pam, returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, I ordered the spy pen, but I read the terms and conditions, and I'm not willing to do that.
Okay, did you put your credit card in?
Yes.
Can I have your zip code, please?
31027.
And your first and last name, please?
Elizabeth Crawford.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not finding an account in your name. Can you verify your, can you spell your last name for me?
Crawford.
And you said Elizabeth was your first name?
Yes. I have the email that they sent to me confirming.
Can you verify your address for me?
123 Virginia Avenue, East Dublin, Georgia, 31027.
1 second.
You need the order number?
No, ma'am, that won't help me. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have an account for you. When did you place this order, ma'am?
Not long ago.
And you said it was the spy pen?
Yeah.
Pen or spy cam, ma'am?
It was the spy pen.
Okay, and do you know the name of the company you ordered from?
Sun Limited.
What was it, ma'am?
Sun Limited.
And how much was you charged?
$6.95. But they're going to charge me an extra $59.95. And I'm not willing to do that.
Okay, 1 second.
Mm-hmm. It's the Liberty Spy Pen.
Hey, bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look that number up for you. Bear with me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Because that's not our company. And who did the email come from, ma'am?
Some Limited Adventure.
One second.
Some Limited Adventure. That's where it came from.
All right, 1 second. Let's see if we can't find that number, okay?
Okay, there's a number here on my receipt.
A phone number?
Yes.
Is that the number you called, ma'am?
No, that's the one off of the order.
Okay, I would call that phone number, okay? Because it's not ours, and I don't have an account for you, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great night, day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.